Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to this Friday before Christmas edition of Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we hope that you and your family and friends are having a blessed and joy-filled Christmas holiday season. So just to clarify what we're all about, Basic Gospel, this ministry is a media ministry, and we're dedicated to the purpose of helping everyone hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ and live in His life every day. And to help move us along that pathway, let's hear now from our compadre and brother in Christ, our broadcast partner, Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and we just hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas.
Yes.
And really focus on the birth of Jesus Christ and what that means to us as believers, what it means to any person. Jesus is the Savior. He saves us from our sins. And that's a big deal, to be released from the power of sin and death by the resurrected Jesus Christ. And so that's what we celebrate this season, and that's the truth that will put joy in your heart like you've never experienced before. So I pray this season will be filled with joy, the joy of knowing the awesomeness of Jesus Christ and what He's accomplished for you through His death, burial, and resurrection. Today we're doing a special broadcast. We're taking a little different look at Jesus from what most people would do at this time of the year. We're going to look at a couple of passages, one out of the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 7, and then we're going to jump back to Colossians chapter 3. And this is really a powerful combination of passages because it really gives us assurance in our own lives that when we're absent from the body, we're going to be present with the Lord. So let's dive in. We're going to start in Hebrews chapter 7, and we're going to start in verse 14. And this is going to tie us right back to the Christmas story. For it is evident that our Lord, and this is Jesus, was descended from Judah. And in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. So if you read the book of Matthew, the very first 16 or 17 verses is the genealogy of Christ. Mm-hmm. And what do we find out about Christ? That He did not come from the Levitical bloodline. He came from the Lion of Judah.
Yes.
And so from that line went to David. David was the king, and the promise was to David was, upon your throne someone will sit forever. Well, who is that someone? Well, His name is Jesus. And so He descended from that line of Judah. So this becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest, not on the basis of a legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life. Now, if you're following with us in your Bibles, or if you're going to go back and read this particular chapter after this broadcast, I want you to underline the power of an indestructible life. Who has that indestructible life? Well, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that is the key to your assurance of salvation, the very fact that Jesus Christ has an indestructible life. Sin could not kill Him. Death could not keep Him in the grave. He arose. He's alive today. His life is a forever life, an indestructible life. So He came about, and He was like the priest Melchizedek. Now, Richard, tell us a little bit about Melchizedek and why he's meaningful in this story.
Okay. You have to go all the way back to Abraham. And when these five kings from the north attacked the area and overcame the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, took a whole bunch of people captive, Lot was among the captives. Of course, Abraham knew this was going on. He gathered together some of his men, a few relative to the size of the armies that came down, chased after them. God gave them a great victory, wiped out the armies from the north, brought everybody home. Everybody from Sodom and Gomorrah, his own people, Lot and his family. As they come closer to where Abraham lived, a king came out to meet them, the king of Salem, later to be known as Jerusalem, and blessed him. Well, the reason this king could bless Abraham was because this king was a priest of the Most High God. And so, as a tribute to this king, Abraham gave 10% of all of the spoils of war. I mean, they brought home truckloads of stuff.
Which was a common custom, right?
Absolutely, a common custom. And he gave 10% to Melchizedek, and he gave a little bit, you know, some reasonable amount of pay to his people, and then gave everything else that was left back to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was their stuff, so they got to take it home. He didn't want any of these riches for himself. It was a windfall situation. He was doing God's work in saving these people. He gave that tribute, that 10% tribute to Melchizedek, and according to Hebrews, the whole point of this story is to show that the lesser person gives to the greater person. And since Levi, through whom the law came, was still, quote, in Abraham, he hadn't been born yet, then it's as if Levi paid this tithe, this 10%, to God himself. And here we have Jesus, who came from the line of Judah, who can't be a priest after Levi, but because of his indestructible life, he is the King of Kings and a priest like Melchizedek. The only time we see Melchizedek is at that moment, and then here again in Hebrews.
Yeah, so he's a type, but no one knew where he came from.
Correct.
Or where he went. None of that information was available.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus is he was a type for Jesus.
Yes.
And that's what we find right here. So Jesus is our new high priest, this babe that was born in the manger, grew up to serve as our priest, not just on a temporary basis, but on an eternal basis because of the power of his indestructible life. We'll pick up with that in just a few minutes.
Well, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us, everybody. I want to remind you that if you have a question that you'd like to pose anytime now or over the holidays, we encourage you to call 844-322-2742. That's available, as I said, anytime, day, night, weekend, doesn't matter. Just give us a call, 844-322-2742. We'd love to address your question on Basic Gospel. Richard, jump in here and talk to our listeners a little bit about our year-end gift and needs and the prospects for moving into new markets as we move into the new year.
Well, if you've been listening to us much at all this year, you know that we've started streaming on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Mm-hmm. We've done some other digital platform work. These are all opportunities that have come our way over the last year and a half. And as a result of those, a whole new set of people are hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we've gotten responses from them. I mean, lots of thank you notes for presenting the gospel the way we present it. The only reason we present it this way is because we believe this is how the Bible presents it. We didn't invent this. We just gladly share it with you out of the Word of God.
Yeah.
Well, we have more opportunities like that staring us in the face in 2018. We've got the chance to be on a couple of new radio stations, 50,000 watt AM stations. Mm-hmm. These are not antennas you want to stand directly in front of. This is power. And they cover huge amounts of land and hundreds of thousands of people. And to get on those stations requires money. Every station that we're on costs us something. But the opportunity to reach into the lives of people with this good news of Jesus Christ is incalculable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just awesome. And if we can finish this year the way we're talking about finishing, we needed 157,000 at the beginning of the month. I think we're down under 60,000 now or something in that neighborhood. We're almost there.
Yeah.
And if we just destroy that goal, just whatever God does, he's going to do, and we're giving you folks a chance to play in that sandbox with us.
Yeah.
And you will be reaching people with the gospel just as surely as we are, and we invite you to do it. I mean, we can't wait for you to come on board.
Come on, be with us, friends, and you can do that at basicgospel.net. Just click the donate button, basicgospel.net. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Again, that's available 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. You can donate by mail if you address Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway. That's H-E-B-R-O-N, Hebron Parkway, Suite 310 in Louisville, Texas, 75057. Once again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also donate through PayPal and through the Basic Gospel app. Anyway, is a great way to donate and help us meet this year in need and get into the new year with the wonderful prospects that Richard was talking with us about.
So we're talking about the power of an indestructible life, and that is what has qualified Jesus to be our high priest, to be our eternal high priest, the power of his indestructible life. So verse 17 of Hebrews 7, "For it is witnessed of him, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." So how long is his priesthood? It is a forever priesthood. Now that's going to be opposite of what we're going to see with the Levites. On the one hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness. So Jesus set aside that old covenant, and there was a reason that he did that, because it was weak and it was useless as far as making us perfect in the sight of God. No one will be declared righteous in the sight of God through obedience to the law. We don't have it in us to do that, to merit righteousness. So he set it aside because it was useless and weak on that front. For the law made nothing perfect, made absolutely nothing perfect. All it did was highlight all of our imperfections and our need for Jesus. So, but on the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God. No one drew near to God under the old. They stayed far away. And as a matter of fact, there were prohibitions as to what they could touch or not touch, what they could enter or not enter as far as the temple was concerned. All of that was to say, hey, the way into God's presence has not been made open as of yet. So now in this new covenant that we have through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we have a better hope, and with that better hope, we can draw near to God. And it was not without an oath for those who formerly became priests, were made such without an oath. It was just a birth thing. So if you were out of the bloodline of Levi, you were going to be a priest. That was just your lot in life. But this priesthood of Jesus came with an oath. But this one was made a priest with an oath by the one who said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind, you are a priest forever." Now this makes Jesus the guarantor of a better covenant. So who's the guarantor of this new covenant?
Jesus Christ himself.
In the old covenant, there was God's side of the covenant, and then there was man's side, or the nation of Israel's side. It was an if-then covenant. So the people of Israel did not live up to their end of the bargain. So there wasn't much guarantee built into that covenant. But in this new covenant, it is just strictly God delivering his grace and mercy and life to us in the person of Christ Jesus. So Jesus, because he has an indestructible life, because he has been made a priest forever, he has become the guarantor of this better covenant. Now, the former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. So the time of a Levitical priest was limited.
Yes, just a few years.
Yeah, from the time he was called into service until the time he died.
Yeah.
So there was a time stamp, but not Jesus. He has an indestructible life. He lives forever. So they were prevented by death from continuing office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever, that indestructible life. Consequently, now listen to this, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So how secure is our salvation in Christ? It is totally secure. He saves us completely.
Yeah.
So think about the offerings that were made under the old covenant, the shed blood of bulls and goats. How long did that last?
A millisecond.
So the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies. He would take first blood for his own sins, and then he would take the blood of the goat and sprinkle that on the mercy seat. And that was simply to cover over the sins from the past year. Well, what happened after that sacrifice was offered? Well, the sins for the new year started counting up, being counted up in the temple. That's just the way it was. It was an annual reminder of their sins. But Jesus' shed blood took away our sins once and for all. And because he lives forever, he guarantees this new covenant. He saves us completely. Why? Because he is always living to intercede for us. That blood of Jesus is always there bringing truth about our salvation in Christ.
Yeah. All you need to know about the Day of Atonement is that the very last thing that was done on the Day of Atonement was the afternoon, or evening, rather, the evening sacrifice for sins. That's how effective the Day of Atonement was. It was a beautiful picture.
Yes.
Prophetic picture of what Jesus was going to do. But they had to have the sin offering. After Jesus, no more sin offerings. That's how permanent it is.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 10, verse 17, when he says this, "Now where these have been forgiven,
yes,
there is no longer any sacrifice for sin." So under the old covenant, there were daily sacrifices that were made. So people could bring all sorts of things,
yes,
from animals to
certain
crops,
birds,
and birds,
yeah,
and those sort of things. And they could make different kinds of offerings. Mm-hmm. Day after day, the priest stood doing these offerings. They could never sit down. Why? Because their work was never finished. But this priest, Jesus Christ himself, offered his blood once for all. It propitiated God the Father on our behalf. It satisfied all requirements.
Yes.
And God readily accepted it and said, "It is finished." Just as Jesus said, "It is finished," God put his stamp on it and said, "It is finished. There's nothing more to do." So in this new covenant, there are no sacrifices. We don't, as new covenant believers, we don't make sacrifices to God. Why? Because that would be a slap in the face of Jesus for the once for all sacrifice that he made on our behalf, the one that enabled him to save us completely. So there's no room for sacrifices in this new covenant. There's no provision for sacrifices in this new covenant except for one. And that is the sacrifice of praise that we offer back to God,
yes,
in response to the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's why this is such good news, folks. So Jesus has an indestructible life. He serves as our priest eternally. The salvation that we have is complete. All the promises of this new covenant are guaranteed by Jesus Christ himself, because of that indestructible life. Yeah. Now, here's where it gets really exciting for us, because salvation in and of itself is simply this. It is receiving the life of Jesus Christ. So the gospel message is the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus. When we believe and receive, we are receiving him. We're not receiving a set of doctrines to check off and say we believe. We're receiving the person of Jesus Christ. We're receiving his life in us. That's what salvation is all about. Now, what have we learned about his life? It is indestructible. So if you've received his life, what does that say about your salvation? It is indestructible. What does it say about this new life that you have in Christ? It is indestructible. So when you are absent from the body, guess where you're going to be? Present with the Lord. Why? Because of the indestructible life that is yours in Christ.
Yeah.
Now, here's what Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, so since you've been raised with Christ, that's what he's saying, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. That's good encouragement for all of us.
Amen.
Why? We get so wrapped up in the things on earth. A lot of times at Christmas season, we get wrapped up in the worldly celebration of Christmas, the holidays, the consumerism. We just get overtaken by that sort of stuff, and we forget about Jesus. So it's easy in this world in which we live to get caught up in worldly thinking. But the encouragement is to set your mind on things above. Set your minds on Christ himself. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So your life is hidden in Christ. So what do we know about Christ's life? It's indestructible. So we have eternal protection, don't we?
Eternal protection.
By the indestructible life of our Lord and Savior. Now listen to this. When Christ, who is your life. Okay? So what have you received when you've come to know Christ? When you've believed the gospel, you've received Jesus. You've received his indestructible life in you. Christ in you, your hope of glory. And so when he appears, and he's going to appear, then you also will appear with him in glory. So Jesus is guaranteed this salvation. It's a complete salvation. He is our eternal high priest. And all of that works together to guarantee this very moment, that when Jesus appears, we are going to appear with him in glory. That is the end result of this birth that we celebrate.
Yes.
That's why Jesus came, so that he could take the role of our new high priest, move us out of the old into the new, so that we could have his indestructible life and to live with him forever in glory. That is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Incredible news. And Bob, thanks for sharing that. Bob and Richard. And Bob, share with our listeners our need as we close the year.
Well, folks, we want you to invest in this good news. We want you to help others hear the story of Jesus. That's what they need to hear. So your gifts today, and we want you to be as generous as you possibly can. Your generous gifts today will help somebody around the world. It could be here in the United States. It could be somebody in Canada. It could be somebody in over 119 countries that now have access to Basic Gospel. Your gift will help that person hear about the indestructible life of Jesus, receive the indestructible life of Jesus, and be guaranteed of salvation forever because of the indestructible life of Jesus.
Absolutely. And friends, you can join us if you click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. You can call and make your gift to 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. You can send your donation by mail to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Lewisville, Texas. Of course, that's Suite 310, Lewisville, Texas, 75057. Again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Lewisville, Texas, 75057. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. I'm Bob Davis for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, wishing for you and your family a very Merry Christmas from Basic Gospel.